Hello, everybody. This is Rye here at KMMR Mustang Radio, and welcome back to Coach's Corner as we're catching up with Carly Hammond, the Whitewater Penguin cross country coach. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. And so, went to Haver last week. You've been having good times with the kids. The kids have been doing awesome. How'd they fare in Haver?
Yeah, so it was a beautiful day out, only about 65 degrees and a little bit of a breeze. So we didn't get the heat that we had the two previous weeks, so that was a nice change. Shelby LaBrie came in second place out of the 53 runners for varsity with a time of 21 minutes and 11 seconds. She was able to cut off about 20 seconds off this week, so that was pretty exciting. And then Summer Green had her first meet of the year and first 5K ever, and she ran the JV division and came in with a time of 36 minutes and 26 seconds and broke some goals for the day. So that was exciting.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so fair weather, I mean, the race, you said you were telling me last week, it's a relatively flat course, so that was in your favor.
Yeah, all flat and all grass. The kids were pretty excited about it. I think Shelby went in with the idea of coming out with a 20-minute time, but 20 seconds off is huge. And also, the course was probably about 100 yards further than the race before, so I'm really happy with that. She got under 7 minutes with her first two splits and right at 7 minutes for her third split. And then Summer was hoping that she could get through the race without any walking, and she was able to run the whole race. So that was a big day for her.
That's good. And so JV with 36, I mean, is there any kind of state qualifications for the JV, or is it just the varsity that...
You just need a qualifying time of 30 seconds. I don't think it necessarily matters if you run JV or varsity, just as long as it's a qualifying meet and you're on the varsity team. I just had her run JV just because I thought it would make her more comfortable with it being her first race and not too sure what her time was going to be. So,
well, that's pretty dang good for the first race.
Instead of the varsity, yeah.
And so jumping in with Tyler and Barrett, and how did they fare?
So Tyler did not run at this meet. We've had some aches and pains the last week. He's a real tall kid, first year of cross country. His legs have been real sore, so we're just trying to avoid injury and took a couple days off. We biked on Monday, ice bath, and today he was able to get back on the road and have a good run today. So he's feeling pretty good now. We're just going to stick him in the ice bath more often than some of the other kids, I think. Barrett came in 23rd out of 60 kids, and he had a time of 11:54, which was about 20 seconds slower than last week, but the course was a little longer, and his first split was consistent with what he's been running, so that was a good race for him. And then I actually had another junior high kid join, Henson Helly, and he came in 41st place with a time of 13:03, and just had a blast doing it. He's a really pleasant kid to be around, and is still getting used to being able to run a whole mile and a half without having to walk in between, but he did his best and did a good job.
Well, that's amazing to hear. I'm glad the kids are out there, and dang it about Tyler, you know, being out, but sounds like he's healing, back in, ready to go for this week, right?
Yeah, these new runners, you just have to be careful not to overrun them and cause injury. So him and Summer have incorporated quite a bit of biking and rowing and icing, and our goal is just to get through the whole season without any injuries. So it's working.
Well, glad to hear it. And so with Lewistown coming up, how do you think everybody's going to fare?
We're going to have to kind of change our strategy for Lewistown. It's nothing but hills, so we might have to change some of our split goals a little bit. That first mile is going to be so important, not going out too fast and burning out before mile three. last year was a tough one for Shelby in Lewistown. It was hot, and it's actually about 1,000 feet higher there, so the elevation kind of zapped her. So she's probably going in with some negative feelings from last year, but I hope that she bounces back from it and runs it a little differently this year. And if I told her if we can stay in the 21-minute range at that course, that will be awesome. Summer's actually going to take this meet off and do next week. We're just, once again, avoiding injury. Tyler will be back. He's excited to get another race in. Hopefully we can stay consistent with Poplar. It's more hills than Poplar, so if we can just stay consistent, we'll be happy with it.
And like you said last week, a lot of the upcoming tracks are lots of hills and stuff like that. Is that going to play into kind of rotating the kids out, giving them a break, doing every other meet, or just going to play it by ear?
Yeah. Yeah, I can see, like, some of my new, like, Summer and Tyler being new runners. I can see that actually, you know, I've never had to do that before, but I can see that actually working really well, doing a meet and then taking a week off just to avoid any injury. And I want them to enjoy it, too. I don't want them to be miserable. So if they can bounce back in a couple of weeks and do another one, that'll be great. Aside from hills, you know, you also have to think about the elevation, the length of the course. Like, it's so hard to go from week to week and compare your times, because alongside of being the course being different terrain, it's different, a little bit different length. You're in a different area, different weather. You know, it's so much different than a track meet.
Kind of, so with the injuries, you know, most people think rolled ankle. I mean, is it just basically like that we're trying to avoid, for rolled ankles, like injury-wise, or is it more shin splints, being that the ground changes so much?
Yeah, shin splints, strained muscles, they just get sore, and if you're doing runs and you're sore for 2 or 3 days in a row, that's a good sign that you need to take a day and switch it up. Otherwise, you're going to end up pulling a muscle, straining a muscle. Not too worried about that. I mean, rolled ankles will happen just because the ground's uneven on a lot of these races, but just not overworking the muscles to where you have them have a chronic injury within those muscles.
Great that you're looking out for the kids. I mean, sounds like the new ones are learning as they go, and they're doing great. There's some great times here, and said you're watching their health, which is amazing. Health comes first.
Yeah, I'm just glad that they are vocal about letting me know if they need those breaks, because I don't know otherwise.
And so practice this week, is it more light, more heavy? I mean, just kind of depending on the runner.
We had our recovery week last week, so we're back on hard, increasing our mileage a little bit from 2 weeks ago. So today we had another Monday we had another tempo run, which is the hardest one of the week, and they're glad that one's over. But yeah, we're back up to higher mileage this week and piling it on.
Awesome. Well, I wish you the best of luck this week, and we will catch back up, and I'll be interested to see how well the times. I bet there's some more seconds coming off. I have hope for the kids. I think they'll do great.
I sure hope so too. I've got all the confidence in them for it. So,
well, we're pulling for them. Thank you, Coach. I appreciate you taking the time and giving us a recap, and we'll get caught back up next week.
Thanks for having me.
All right, folks. This has been KMMR Mustang Radio Coach's Corner, catching up with Carly Hammond.
Thanks for listening.